The Marines discipline 13 in December's fighter crash in a San Diego neighborhood. The Coast Guard keeps looking for three men missing in the Gulf. And Obama hints he might sacrifice missile defense in Europe. This is Aero News. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for downloading this AeroCast. Here's what's up in aviation for Wednesday, March 4th, 2009. Recordings of radio exchanges reveal that the pilot of a military jet that crashed onto a San Diego home December 8th, resulting in four deaths on the ground, passed up at least two chances to land at a facility with an approach over open water. The transcripts were released by the government on Tuesday. The U.S. Marines FA-18D Hornet had suffered a failure of both engines. The Associated Press reports the pilot was directed to Naval Air Station North Island in Coronado, which sits on the tip of a peninsula, but told controllers, quote, "I'm actually going to try to take it to Miramar if possible." He also requested that emergency responders be ready. The base at Miramar is 10 miles farther north, and the plane didn't make it. The pilot ejected. Marine Corps officials have defended the pilot's decision, although they've declined to discuss particular questions, saying that would compromise the investigation. But the AP reports 13 Marine Corps personnel have been disciplined for errors involved in the crash, and adds officials say the pilot should have been told to fly over San Diego Bay and land at Coronado. The base at Miramar dates to World War I and has seen encroachment by residential development in the decades since. The U.S. Coast Guard has not given up its search for three sport fishermen missing since Saturday in the Gulf of Mexico. Rescuers found former University of South Florida football player Nick Schuyler about 35 miles off the coast of Florida, clinging to the hull of a 21-foot fishing boat that reportedly overturned during a storm. Those still missing are Oakland Raiders linebacker Marquise Cooper, Detroit Lions free agent Corey Smith, and former University of South Florida player William Bleakley. Schuyler was wearing a life vest at the time of the capsizing. It's unknown whether his three fishing companions were similarly protected. A sudden change in weather Saturday produced seas of 14 feet. The search area, which originally covered 16,000 square miles, has now been narrowed to within 30 miles of where the boat was found. Senior White House staffers tell The Washington Post that President Obama has sent a letter to Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, hinting he might sacrifice a Bush administration plan for a missile defense system in Europe in exchange for more Russian help in disarming Iran. Russian officials have been angered by the U.S. plans for the defensive missile base in Poland and its associated radar system in the Czech Republic. The report follows earlier comments by Defense Secretary Robert Gates, who said last month, quote, "I told the Russians a year ago that if there were no Iranian missile program, there would be no need for the missile sites," unquote. Gates served in his current role during the last 2 years of the Bush administration and was kept on the job by Obama. Medvedev reportedly expressed optimism, telling Spanish media, quote, "I hope that during my first meeting with Mr. Obama, we shall be able to discuss," unquote. Plans were well underway, performers had committed, but this year's Wings Over Pittsburgh Air Show has been canceled due to lack of adequate funding. Colonel Gordon H. Elwell, Jr., Air Force Reserve 911th Airlift Wing Commander, explained, quote, "It was an extremely difficult decision that was not easily made. We looked at our current funding stream against our mission commitments, and it just wasn't possible," unquote. The show had been scheduled for May 10th and 11th, with military displays augmented by civilian aerobatic performers. Up next on ANN, Yuma International Airport deals with growing pains. China sends its moon probe diving into the surface. And the G650 passes its first virtual test flight. You are listening to Aero News.
At Cirrus Design, we don't ignore the fundamentals of aviation design. We just give them an ingenious new interpretation. For 3 years running, the Cirrus SR-22 G2 has been the world's best-selling single-engine four-seat airplane. Today, the SR-22 G2 defines the new Cirrus standard model. Why? We'd love to invite you to see for yourself by taking a ride in the new breed of airplane that has taken the aviation industry by storm. To learn more, call 888-750-9927 or on the web at cirrusdesign.com. Finally, aviation headsets have evolved. Clarity Aloft is the next generation of headset design for a number of reasons. For instance, the noise-canceling microphone used in the Clarity Aloft headset is a high-fidelity, noise-canceling electret condenser microphone with performance optimized for speech frequencies in extremely high-noise environments. Stage performers and musicians use this same microphone because they must insist on the highest level of sound reproduction. For more information, call 612-747-3197 or check out the innovative Clarity Aloft headset on the web at clarityaloft.com.
We're back for more of your Aero Briefing for March 4th. I'm Paul Plack. Recreational flying around Yuma, Arizona may be moving south. The Yuma Sun reports the Yuma County Airport Authority hopes to alleviate congestion at Yuma International Airport by rerouting some general aviation traffic to Raleigh Field, about 10 nautical miles to the southwest. Airport Director Craig Williams says the big airport doesn't need to shed all GA traffic, but is looking for a place to expand as traffic builds from about 42,000 operations in 2007 to a projected 57,000 in 2027. Raleigh Airport is owned by the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, which leases it to the Airport Authority. Williams says the long-term plan is to take over and expand the facility, which currently has a single 2,800-foot-long runway oriented 1735. The strip is currently closed for repaving. Officials around the city of San Luis, near Raleigh, are excited at the potential economic boost an improved and busier GA airport could bring. The runway is expected to be back in operation in April. China's first-ever mission to the moon ended Sunday with an intentional crash of the Chang'e-1 orbiter into the lunar surface. As ANN reported, the probe has been returning images from the moon since November of 2007. Little news about it has been released by the Chinese government, which had said its goal was mapping the surface in anticipation of a manned mission one day. The state-run Xinhua News Agency reports the program's next phase will be a probe designed to practice soft landings, followed by an unmanned rover to collect mineral samples in 2012. Southwest Airlines reported good news and bad news on Tuesday. The company says it flew 5.1 billion revenue passenger miles in February 2009. That's down 6% from a year earlier. The good news is that matches planned capacity cuts almost exactly. The airline's load factor for the month was up a tick at 69.1% versus 68.6% a year ago. Southwest did express concern that full fare traffic has continued to drop. That's an indication the airline is not attracting business flyers despite its recent efforts to do so. The company says its revenue outlook for the rest of the year is cautious and more capacity cuts may be announced. Gulfstream Aerospace tells ANN it completed the first simulated flight of the company's flagship jet, the state-of-the-art G650, on December 15th at Gulfstream headquarters in Savannah, Georgia. The G650 ITF simulator was developed by a team of Gulfstream engineers and technicians. It comprises a full-scale cockpit with avionics, hardware, and sensors, and even a full-scale cabin mock-up with a galley. Gulfstream announced the G650 in March last year. It claims a range of 7,000 nautical miles at 0.85 Mach, or 5,000 nautical miles at 0.9 Mach, with a top speed of 0.925, which will make it the fastest civil aircraft flying. The first real flight of the G650 is scheduled for the second half of this year. Gulfstream projects FAA and EASA certification in 2011, with first deliveries coming in 2012. Still ahead, airport reps go speed dating in Texas. Russia certifies the Citation Sovereign. And No Plane, No Gain makes its TV debut. You're listening to Aero News.
Uncramp your style in a new Citation CJ2 Plus from Cessna. Now with integrated ProLine 21 avionics, FADEC, and a restyled cockpit and cabin. In the CJ2 Plus, you'll carry more payload than you could in the original CJ2. You'll climb and cruise faster. You'll have the freedom to use even shorter runways. And you'll do it all on less fuel. For a sure thing, call 1-800-4-CESSNA.
We're back to wrap up your Aero Briefing for Wednesday, March 4th. I'm Paul Plack. The business of luring or even retaining airline service to individual airports is starting to look as competitive as the game played by economic developers attracting industry. Especially in a recession, money is talking. Network USA 2009 brought together over 300 airline reps and airport planners in a process the Dallas Morning News likens to speed dating. The event wrapped up Tuesday at the Renaissance Worthington Hotel in Fort Worth. DFW International's Joe Lopano says the focus of all the 20-minute meetings has changed since 2001's inaugural event. Quote, it was 70% new business, 30% keeping your current business. Now it's something more than 50% of the time you're trying to keep what you've got, unquote. Planned capacity cuts by airlines have hit some airports harder than others. Pittsburgh International has lost 40% of its traffic over the past few years, including big cuts made by primary tenant U.S. Airways in January of 2008. By comparison, DFW is doing well, losing only 7%. Lupano came to this year's conference armed with a bigger budget. His board okayed offering carriers incentives of $3 million for launching new domestic routes and $8 million for new international service. DFW has recently scored new service by American Airlines to Madrid, Spain, and Tampico, Mexico, and also new KLM service to Amsterdam. Lupano told the paper he had 16 dates scheduled Monday and Tuesday, but noted the process requires much more patience than actual speed dating. Quote, we got KLM last year, and we first started talking to them 11 years ago, unquote. Cessna announced on Monday it has received Russian type certification for the Citation Sovereign. VP of International Sales Trevor Essling commented, quote, the value proposition our line of Citation business jets offers has proven popular in Russia. An excellent combination of cabin size, range, performance, and operating cost for operation within the Russian Federation and also all points within the European Union, unquote. Cessna says the Sovereign is the fifth Citation model to be certified by Russia. Since first delivery in late 2004, more than 250 Sovereigns have been delivered worldwide. The jet is certified for operations to 47,000 feet, maximum range of 2,847 nautical miles, and a max cruise of 458 knots true. The School of Aviation Technology at Southern California Logistics Airport in Victorville announced Friday it has received approval from the FAA to begin formal instruction. The first class begins this Monday. The 82-week course includes general training, power plant certification, and airframe certification. The first class is expected to graduate by the end of 2010. Supervisor Brad Mitzelfeld secured more than $500,000 in funding for the school, which brought another $250,000 plus in matching from various government entities in the county. Quote, with the state our economy is in now, we need this school more than ever. With the cooperation of the city of Victorville and the County Workforce Investment Board, we've created a tremendous opportunity for local residents, unquote. Graduates will earn their A&P certificates, addressing a need by existing aviation maintenance firms at the airport for up to 200 new recruits a year. Entry-level A&Ps start in the low to mid-40s, and experienced mechanics can earn six figures. Southern California Logistics Airport, which was built in 1941 as George Air Force Base, sits in the Mojave Desert near El Mirage and Edwards Air Force Base. The airport is undergoing long-term development as an intermodal freight hub. And finally, if you watched Meet the Press on NBC last weekend and thought you saw a commercial for business aviation, well, you're right. The National Business Aviation Association and General Aviation Manufacturers Association have taken their No Plane, No Gain ad campaign to TV. The 30-second spot also aired on ABC's This Week with George Stephanopoulos and also on Fox News Sunday in some cities. NBAA President Ed Bolin explains, quote, this advertising reminds our target audience that business aviation works for America by creating over 1 million jobs, providing a lifeline to communities without airline service, helping companies be more productive, and providing humanitarian support for people in need, unquote. And lest national lawmakers forget that their reckless pandering has been responsible in part for the loss of 11,000 aviation jobs so far, the ad is also running on cable news channels in Washington, D.C. Let's hope that target audience gets the message. That's the latest from Aero News. Remember to check out the ANN special feature. Today, in part two of his interview with ANN's Jim Campbell, Eclipse Aviation founder and former CEO Vern Rayburn talks candidly about what went wrong. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCast. Find him on iTunes, Yahoo, Odeo, and at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plagg. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.